You're listening to Vatican Radio. In light of increasing wildlife crime in countries around the world, the United Nations is celebrating World Wildlife Day on March 3rd, hoping to inspire individuals to join the fight against this illegal killing and trading of wild animals. The theme for the day is "The Future of Wildlife is in Our Hands," with a special focus on saving elephants from the ivory poachers who killed around 100,000 of them between 2010 and 2012. Wildlife crime currently prevails in Asia's Golden Triangle, where the desire for exotic animals drives uncontrolled markets selling products of wild elephants, rhinos, and pangolins, a rare kind of scaly anteater. Reports estimate that if trade continues at this rate, these species will be pushed to extinction in the next 10 to 15 years. The themes for this year's World Wildlife Day echo the words of Pope Francis' speech to UN officials in Nairobi last November, in which he said, "We cannot be silent about forms of illegal trafficking which arise in situations of poverty and in turn lead to great poverty and exclusion." In particular, the Pope mentioned the illegal trade in diamonds and precious stones, as well as animal products, such as ivory trafficking and the relative killing of elephants, which fuels political instability, organized crime, and terrorism. For more about this year's event, I talked to John Scanlon, head of CITES, the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora.
The 3rd of March is wildlife's special day on the United Nations calendar. We are celebrating it for the third time in 2016. This year, the theme is "The Future of Wildlife is in Our Hands," with a sub-theme that "The Future of Elephants is in Our Hands." And what we're very much focusing on this year is that the challenges we're confronting with the survival of wildlife are not the result of a natural phenomenon like a cyclone, a drought. It's the result of what people are doing. And if we are going to ensure the survival of wildlife, people being the problem must also be the solution. And when it comes to tackling issues such as illicit trafficking in wildlife, we have to tackle human greed, ignorance, and indifference. So this year we're very much focusing on individual actions. What can you do as an individual? Whether you're part of a government, whether you're part of an NGO or an intergovernmental body, or whether you're a citizen just going about your daily business, what is the action that you can take as an individual to help the survival of wildlife? Because it very often comes down to individual commitment when we see things move forward. Last year we had a focus on getting serious about wildlife crime. What that meant is that with wildlife crime, which is threatening the survival of many species, well-known species and lesser-known species, we needed to move from treating it as a lesser crime to treating it as a serious crime. The reason being is that transnational organized criminal gangs are driving the illicit trafficking of wildlife, elephant ivory, rhino horn, pangolin scales. And if we're going to tackle these transnational organized criminal gangs, we need to use the same tools and techniques we use to combat other serious crimes, such as trafficking in people or arms or narcotics. So last year it was about getting serious about wildlife crime. That had a great impact. We saw fantastic resolutions come out of the General Assembly of the United Nations last year on that very topic. And in the first year, we were talking about living in harmony with wildlife and going wild about wildlife. So three different themes, all building upon one another and all pursued with a great deal of enthusiasm.
So you mentioned individuals can make more serious commitments. How exactly can individuals and local communities play positive roles in helping stop wildlife crime?
Well, in many ways. We have focused, for example, last year very much on encouraging governments to treat wildlife crime as a serious crime. The reason being is that the government working with a parliament that will create the legislation to make it a serious crime. But when we look at individual actions, we are all consumers. When CITES came into force in 1975, there were 4 billion people on the planet. We now have over 7 billion people. That's an additional 3 billion potential consumers of wildlife. So as an individual, you have to make a choice. You have to be an informed consumer about what it is you're buying, what it is you're consuming, and what impact is that having on wildlife. So we all, through our daily choices, have an impact on wildlife. Then there are different individuals who, through their work, have a direct impact. If you're a customs official, there are many forms of contraband you're looking out for as a customs official. And we're asking them to take very seriously the issue of illicit trafficking in wildlife. Same with a police officer or a ranger. So there are people who are serving in the front lines who we want to ensure they take the issue of wildlife trafficking very seriously, given the impact that it's having on wildlife and the people that rely upon it. There are many different ways individuals can take actions as consumers, as citizens, because governments and politicians, they listen to what people think is important. And if individuals are expressing themselves and letting it known that they believe survival of wildlife is important, they believe it's important that we stop the illicit trafficking in wildlife that's going on, that's having such a devastating impact on African elephant, on rhino, on pangolin, on timber species like rosewood, then that will resonate with the politicians and with others, and they'll take it more seriously. So we're only going to win this if everybody's on board and everybody plays their role, and that's very much what World Wildlife Day is about this year. We were delighted to see the Holy Father Francis, in his encyclical letter, Care for Our Common Home, make reference to the importance of forcible international agreements and to also make very positive reference to CITES in that encyclical letter. And we'd hope at some stage in the future that the Holy See may actually join CITES and become a part of the formal CITES community.
I was going to ask about what Pope Francis has recently said about environmental concerns. Have you personally liked what he said?
Yes, it's very encouraging. I think when we see someone in a position such as the Holy Father, with the influence that he has, both within and outside of the Catholic Church, what he says is picked up by many people. Where he places emphasis on something, it is picked up by many people, and it has an influence on people. And what it's getting back to is the importance of caring for our planet, the importance for us as human beings to care for wildlife, whether it's animals or plants. So what he says has a great influence, and what other people who are in positions of authority or influence or in the public spotlight for one reason or another, what they say has an impact on individuals going about their daily lives and influences their thinking. So we viewed very positively the references that were made, in particular to the importance of international agreements such as CITES, the importance of CITES as a way of the international community working together to ensure the survival of wildlife. And we do hope someday the Holy See may formally join that community and join the 182 countries that are already party to the convention and come on board.
What progress has been made in previous years working towards the conservation of wildlife? What is the good news that we can end on?
I think we can look very positively at the way in which the international community from top to bottom and everything in between is working together. There is a global collective effort that is underway now to combat the illicit trafficking in wildlife. We're seeing fantastic cooperation amongst countries through CITES, the international agreement that deals with this issue, but also through particular programs. We had a program called Operation Cobra 3 that was across multiple continents, 62 countries, enforcement officers from all these countries across source, transit and destination countries working together with one common interest, and that was to stop the illicit trafficking in wildlife. And we are seeing fantastic buy-in, not only by countries, whether they're a source country or a transit country or destination country. We're seeing the private sector, we're seeing the transport sector, the International Air Transport Association, Emirates Airlines and others all getting on board to play their part in combating this illicit trafficking. We've seen the comments made by the Holy Father. We're seeing people such as the Duke of Cambridge, Prince William, express himself. So we're seeing a lot of effort from well-known individuals to people serving in the front lines. We're seeing people, the enforcement authorities, the customs, the prosecutors, the rangers, really stepping up to provide that support we need at the front line. And we are starting to turn the tide on illicit trafficking in wildlife. We are seeing some positive signs in some places with respect to stopping this illicit trafficking. And we do believe we're on the right track. We're starting to turn the tide. But at the end of the day, it's going to boil down to what each one of us is doing. We know that governments have to play their part. We know that officials have to play their part. But we as individuals, as citizens and as consumers, need to play our part in making sure that we're not inadvertently driving this illegal trade. So I think the positive sign is that, we are seeing from the General Assembly and many other places great recognition, greater resources coming in, greater commitment. So there is a global collective effort underway. We are turning the tide on illicit trafficking in wildlife in the interest of wildlife and the people that rely upon it. But we have to deepen that engagement. We have to persist. And if we do, we're going to win.